Welcome to MBA Podcaster, the only broadcast source for cutting-edge information and advice on the MBA application process. I'm Janet Nakano. If you've decided you want to go to business school, you know you'll likely have to take the GMAT. And to be a competitive candidate at the top MBA programs, you need to score well. At the very top schools, GMAT scores can average well above 700. And unless you're one of those standardized test geniuses, you're probably considering ways to get prepared. On our show today are guests from various test preparation companies. They'll discuss the different types of courses they offer, from private tutoring to classes in person and online. Listen and learn what are the best options available to you and what distinguishes each company.
Stay tuned at the end of the show to listen to an interview from Veritas Prep, a GMAT preparatory provider. You'll hear their recommendations for acing the GMAT. Veritas is also offering a special $150 discount on their services for MBA Podcaster listeners by using the code POD150 when registering for classes.
Kaplan prides itself on being the founder of test preparation nearly 70 years ago. As one of the largest test prep providers, Kaplan offers hundreds of convenient classroom locations, experience in test preparation, and a higher score guarantee. Jennifer Kudrowski is assistant brand manager for Kaplan Test Prep and Admissions. She explains what Kaplan offers in GMAT prep.
So our most personalized option is actually one-to-one private tutoring, and that's for students who really want that additional help. It allows the tutor to see exactly what your specific strengths and weaknesses are and tailor the instruction to your particular abilities. And the packages for our private tutoring options range from 15 to 35 hours. The prices for the package range from $24.49 for the 15-hour up to $46.49 for the 35-hour packages. And the private tutoring students also receive access to our classroom course. So it's really the most comprehensive, the most thorough option available. In addition to the private tutoring, our classroom courses are our most popular option. And our classroom courses are taught by high-scoring instructors. They provide a really in-depth overview of our GMAT content. And, you have that interactive setting. You're there with your peers who are also looking to get into the top MBA programs as well. So it provides a much more, interactive, dynamic environment. The classes are 9 sessions long. They are either held once a week for 9 weeks or twice a week for half that time. And there's also a lot of makeup opportunities. So our GMAT students often have very busy schedules. If they need to make up a session, they can sit in on another course or make up the session online as well. And students usually, the reason why my students, and I've been teaching GMAT students for about 6 years now in Miami and London and New York City, and my students tend to say the reason why they choose a classroom course is they like to have that structure. They like to have a study plan. They know they can come every week and be there with their instructor. They get to learn from the other students' questions as well, and they get to ask questions, which is really important for, a tough exam preparation such as the GMAT, something you can't always do if you just, purchase books on the side. But it's our most popular option, the classroom courses, and the cost for the classroom courses is $14.49. One of the specific classroom courses we offer that many students are very interested in is an advanced course. It's the same price, the $14.49, and it's designed for students who are already scoring at a 600 level or above. So it's going to focus on those toughest question types and toughest content that you're going to see on the exam, and it really just allows you to be in that group of advanced students and test takers who are at a similar ability level as you if you're in that ability level. It's offered in most of our larger metropolitan areas and something a lot of students have been showing a great deal of interest in. We also offer online courses for students who are looking for flexibility and convenience. We have a version of our full course online called our premium online option for $12.99. We also have smaller online courses for someone who just needs a quick boost. Those range from our quiz bank at $199 to an online course at $599. So there's really a lot of different flexible options out there.
Now, does Kaplan create their own tests?
In all of our comprehensive options, we offer 8 full-length computer adaptive practice tests in addition to those 2 that are put out by GMAC. So we create those based upon all of our research on the exam and also based on the GMAC materials that are available and, you know, really following that same pattern, that same algorithm, and creating questions that are as realistic as possible. One of our practice tests is something that students find extremely helpful, and it's called our ultimate practice test. And it is an opportunity for our students to go to a Pearson Testing Center, which is where the actual GMAT is offered, and to take a practice exam there. So it's really the most realistic possible scenario that you can experience when you're preparing for the GMAT is to go into the Pearson Testing Center, take a practice test. It really removes the unknown from the equation of test day. You're able to focus on the exam itself when you get to the real thing. You don't have to worry about what is it going to feel like when you're sitting in that test center or, you know, am I going to be able to find it okay and get there on time, and what is the actual testing noteboard and pen going to be like. So that's the most important of all the practice tests, but then we offer, in addition to the ultimate practice test, 7 other online practice tests as part of our courses.
Now, could you describe Kaplan's method of teaching?
So our philosophy really for the GMAT is complete preparation. Kaplan takes a 3-pronged approach to preparing our students. We've really been researching this for years and years, and we found that the keys to successful preparation come from focusing on 3 areas. First area is understanding the content of the exam, and content meaning math, grammar, those sorts of background pieces of information you need on the exam. The second area is skill at critical thinking strategies. And the third is familiarity with the test by practicing it in that realistic format.
Manhattan GMAT is one of the smaller boutique test preparation companies. Founded in 2001, it offers in-person classes in a select number of cities around the country and focuses on those who want to score high. It prides itself on strong instructors who scored in the 99th percentile and a highly selective teacher training program. Chris Ryan is Director of Product and Instructor Development for Manhattan GMAT.
Our flagship course is a 9-week course that meets once a week for 3 hours and covers both math and verbal. For the majority of students, the 9-week course is what to go with. And the price for that in a face-to-face venue ranges from $10.90 to $14.40, depending on the location. We also offer that same course in a virtual format for $9.90. It's also a live class. It's taught online, though, in fact, by 2 instructors through a platform called Illuminate, which is a pretty cool platform. We also have some other courses, a boot camp, which is an intensive version in 2 weeks of the 9-week course for those who have the time and the wherewithal to devote a solid 2 weeks plus to the GMAT in a concentrated form, and that's $29.50 here in New York. We also offer workshops, individual workshops around both advanced and fundamental math and advanced verbal. Those are priced at $245, but for students who are in one of our main courses, they're much cheaper at $95 apiece. We also have tutoring. Private tutoring packages run on an hourly rate ranging from $175 to $250 an hour.
Okay. And what about the locations? I know you guys aren't in every city in the country, so
right.
Which cities do you have classes in?
By our name, Manhattan GMAT, we obviously have classes here in New York City and Manhattan. We also have face-to-face classes in Boston, Chicago, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., L.A., San Francisco, and the Bay Area. And we are also opening up locations in Dallas and looking to expand to other cities as well.
What's Manhattan GMAT's method of teaching, or what's the philosophy behind your company?
The philosophy behind our company is actually rather simple. It's that we believe that fantastic teaching makes a difference. It's as simple as that. We compensate our instructors at the highest level in the industry at $100 an hour across the board, plus an instructor bonus pool, plus a signing bonus. And we know that that compensation attracts the best teachers. We have developed a fantastic curriculum, but we don't think that it's simply about learning tips, learning tricks. Those are all great, but it's not sufficient to do well, to do superbly on the GMAT. All our instructors had to have gotten a 99th percentile on the real GMAT. But in addition, they all must have substantial teaching experience in a classroom setting. In addition to that, we not only interview them over the phone, but we bring them to New York for a rigorous in-person audition that lasts for hours, in which they must teach numerous problems and also teach not only executives of the company, but live students in a class. Our success rate of hiring instructors is actually the thing that caps our growth. Even though we're growing very rapidly, we refuse to compromise on instructor quality. So in our auditions, we have a success rate of hiring about 1 in 5. Those are of people who not only have a 99th percentile, not only have teaching experience, but passed a phone interview and prove that they are charismatic and smart, etc. Our teacher bios are all on our website. So we have, there's detailed public information on every one of our teachers. We have a variety of teachers. We have teachers with MBAs, teachers who don't have MBAs. We have PhD students. We have people who have other advanced degrees. But the common denominator is that they're all fantastic teachers. They all have scored very well on the GMAT, know the GMAT inside and out.
SCORE offers self-study online GMAT preparation. For less than $40, clients can take 5 computer adaptive GMAT tests, complete with explanations and 24-hour email support. Sean Selinger is owner of 800SCORE.
We have lots of unique features. If you want to take practice essays, we have an online essay grading service. We have a course. It's about 600 pages long, and it's just a inexpensive way and simple and convenient way for anyone to prepare for the GMAT. It's not intended to be as comprehensive as spending $1,500 in a prep course. Obviously, that's beyond the scope of what we do because that involves a lot of personal service. So this is it's more of a self-guided study program. Our claim to fame of 800SCORE is that our tests are extremely good. And I think it's essential that people take as many computer adaptive tests as possible. The reason for this is that the GMAT is highly counterintuitive. When you take the practice test, you can't go forward, you can't go backward. It's delivering you questions based upon your difficulty level. If you get stumped, you can't say, oh, well, I have a mental block, I have to skip and go back. You have to trudge through it. So the whole experience is very disconcerting, and it takes maybe 5 practice tests to even get a handle on it. So what we've done with our tests is we've designed them so people actually learn from taking practice tests. We have a test pacer built into the test that teaches you the proper timing. And we also have, on the explanation page, you can print out all the questions that you get wrong.
Okay. And your tests, how do they compare to the GMAT? As in, if you score a 680 on your test, does that correlate to what you'll get on the GMAT?
The GMAT, unfortunately, is a moving target. It's impossible for us to get an exact bead on it, and they constantly change the score range. It varies up and down. So we try to get in the ballpark. Right now, our tests are actually a little harder than GMAT, particularly in the math section. We have to make them a tad bit easier. So it's a constant game of trying to get feedback from people and trying to see where the actual GMAT exam is at. Because the GMAT has become an increasingly harder test over the last few years particularly in the math section. So we have an MIT PhD who got an 800 on the GMAT who helps write our questions. We also have people, there's no other phrase to describe them, but GMAT geeks. They live, eat, and breathe the GMAT. They've been GMAT tutors for years. This is what they do. Most of them are part-time tutors in New York. They make $100 to $200 an hour. And they have a real expertise in the GMAT. And the GMAT, if you think about the design, if you speak to the people who build the GMAT, it's designed to weed out people. The questions are very carefully written so that certain people get them right and certain people get them wrong. And to try to replicate that, you really need someone who scored over a 780 on the GMAT.
The Princeton Review, like Kaplan, is a well-known test prep provider that offers courses in convenient locations all over the world. The Princeton Review prides itself on its small class size and a satisfaction guarantee. Anthony Russomano is National Product Manager for the Princeton Review.
For students who want the most personal experience, we have private one-to-one tutoring, and that is an option for those students who want a more customizable program. They basically get an expert tutor, then focus on the areas that will give them the highest score improvement. And within that, they have actually three options with the private tutoring. We have our premier tutors, and those are tutors who have had at least 5 years teaching experience, and they're basically work around the clock, and they're typically requested and referred to. And that's 16 hours, and that's $4,800. We have master tutors, and they have at least 2 years experience. Great evaluations, because we do midterm and final evaluations, so we check those for quality control. And that is 16 hours, that's $3,200. And then we have our standard tutors, who are our most gifted classroom instructors. And that is also, again, 16 hours, that's $1,600. So we actually have three levels of tutors within the private tutoring. We also have an option if you want to stay with tutoring and have it small, you can prepare with two other students and a tutor. We just call that small group tutoring. That's actually 30 hours, and that's $1,500. Basically, students can pick the schedule and location, and they can form their own group. Or if they want, they can let us match them with other students who have similar goals. And then we just call you up, we set up the schedule, and you have your own group. And that's actually been new this year that we've done. And with the tutoring options, they get all of the materials, they get all the online resources, 30 to 40 hours of online resources. They get the practice exams. They take five full-length practice exams outside of their tutor meetings, and then the tutors will go over those with them. So that's the private tutoring option we have. Then you can move to a classroom course if you prefer to be in a group setting. And those classroom courses, they last 6 to 8 weeks, and those are $1,249. And we usually recommend you take the course just before you take the GMAT. So you take a course, finish the course, and take the GMAT. Those courses are set up. We actually have the max is 8 students per class, and we have them pretty much all across the country in all the major cities, pretty convenient locations. The classes, the tutoring, they also come with a satisfaction guarantee and money back. They also get a subscription to Wall Street Journal. They have what we really like because of the small classes. We give them free extra help with your instructor within the classes. So that's the classroom model. Then we also have online courses. And if you prefer independent study, you want a flexible schedule, you can do one of our online courses. We have what we call GMAT Live Online. We also have GMAT Online. We also have an online private tutoring session. We also have an Express Online. So we have four actually different options to customize your experience. And all this you can find on our website at PrincetonReview.com.
Maybe we can talk about your teachers. How do you go about finding your teachers, and who do you hire?
The most people come to us just through word of mouth. We have an instructor, they know someone, and through that, so word of mouth, we get a lot of instructors. At business schools, we've had previous students who move on, but they really enjoyed the class, and then they come back and they start teaching for us. We've had other two teachers who teach our LSAT program who then move into the GMAT, and they are great test takers, and they scored in the top percentiles on pretty much all these exams, and then they come back and they teach another test type for us.
Finally, Could you describe what is unique about Princeton Review compared to your competitors?
Probably the number one thing is a classroom and the class size. We have a max of students of 8 students per class. We think that is, it's just a personalized learning environment. We're committed to that. If we have 10 students who want a certain specific schedule, we're going to split that into 2 classes of 5. If a student likes that type of classroom environment with a small class size where it's personal, where you're going to be called on, your teacher's going to know your name, you'd really like our class. Another thing that sets us apart is when we split those classes into 2 classes of 5, we also do something called ability grouping. Other companies aren't able to do that because they have larger class sizes. So we put students in their learning style to reach the maximum scoring potential. So, for example, if a student has a starting score of 600 or higher and they're looking to get in the 700 range, well, we wouldn't put someone that's scoring 450 in that same class when we're splitting the classes. So they have different needs. So what it does is it allows teachers to go at the right pace for their class and give the student the need that they want to get the improvement that they want.
Veritas Prep is a boutique test prep company that focuses on test takers who aim to score high. With instructors scoring in the 99th percentile, Veritas offers courses in 50 cities around the world and prides itself on offering the most classroom hours than anywhere else. Chad Troutwine is co-founder of Veritas Prep.
Back in 2001, when we originally conceived of the idea for this company, we put together a list of everything that we thought would comprise the ideal GMAT program, and then we set out to create it. And those standards are really pretty simple. One, the highest instructor standards anywhere, and we define that by insisting that all of our instructors have scored in the 99th percentile on an actual GMAT, that we would recruit and retain the most engaging and talented instructors by paying more than anyone else in the industry. We also developed what we believe was certainly the most advanced and has proven to be the most successful GMAT curriculum. We offer the most classroom hours. We offer the most practice tests. And we offer unparalleled email and phone support. And then last, but of critical importance, the varied course offerings and settings and prices of our program. I think our goal was to offer maximum flexibility. And in the first couple of years, that was difficult. We simply didn't have the critical mass to offer as many different course types and in as many different locations as we wanted. But that certainly changed. And so now we offer study programs really to meet anyone's needs. Our base course, our renowned 42-hour full course, is monstrously popular. It meets 2 weekday evenings for 7 consecutive weeks. And we offer that program in more than 40 cities here in the United States, and another 30 in several countries around the world. That course price, like all of our 42-hour courses, is $1,500. We also offer weekend courses in a couple of different formats, either 7 consecutive Saturdays or an all-day Saturday, all-day Sunday event for 2 consecutive weekends. That's proven to be very popular with people whose schedules won't allow them to attend our regular weekday evening classes. It also allows us to offer a verbal or quant focus. The first weekend is devoted exclusively to the verbal material on the GMAT. The second weekend is devoted exclusively to the math or quantitative section of the test. So it allows students who have already mastered one section or the other to choose the one that fits their needs. And that's also unique to the industry. We also offer corporate courses in select investment banks, management consultancies, and other Fortune 500 companies, and we encourage anyone who's interested in such a program to contact our offices. We offer similar programs at some universities as well. Our intensive course is a 42-hour program compressed into a single week. We only offer that in a few cities. It's ideal for people who live in particularly remote areas but prefer live and in-person classes. We also offer private tutoring, of course, one-on-one for anyone who needs to work on a specific topic area or just prefers that kind of teaching style. We now offer virtual Veritas, which are live but conducted online, And we also offer Veritas On Demand, a pre-recorded version of our course, which is also done online with a former instructor of the year, replete with dynamic and interactive features. And as you can imagine, that's proven to be very popular as well. So to kind of wrap it up, we believe we offer not only the best courses, but even the best value. Our 42-hour courses are $1,500 compared to the roughly $1,400 that our competitors charge. So on a per-hour basis, we're far less expensive. Our weekend courses are $1,200. Virtual Veritas is $1,100. Our verbal or quant-focused courses are $700 each. And Veritas On Demand, our online product, is $600. Private GMAT tutoring starts at $160 with package discounts and discounts for our existing students, of course.
And what about your teachers? How do you find your teachers, and what's the hiring process?
We have a wide variety of teachers. I know this by rote because I created it and put it up on our website, but I know we have teachers that are former Harvard and MIT professors, rock musicians, high school teachers, Division I athletes, debate stars, mountain climbers, yoga instructors. We've got a professional comedian, a former jet fighter pilot. These are exceptional people who are engaging and love to help other people duplicate their success.
Manhattan Review is one of the smaller GMAT prep companies. It offers courses in a select few cities in the U.S. and more than 25 countries worldwide. It prides itself on its time and cost-effective courses and high-scoring instructors. Timothy Reardon is Academic Program Manager for Manhattan Review.
We offer a range of in-person and online courses in addition to private tutoring packages. One of our classes that we offer is a two-day in-person weekend crash course. It's 16 hours long and it's 8 hours each day. We also offer an in-person intensive course, which is a 28-hour course. It's 4 hours each day for 7 days in a row. Another course that we offer is a long course. It's in-person, and it's either 6 or 8 sessions long, and it ranges from 4 to 8 weeks. It totals 28 hours, and it's designed on weekend afternoons and weekday evenings to accommodate the working professional. We also offer an online course, which is 9 sessions long, and each session is usually typically 3 hours, and it's about 28 hours in total. We have various private tutoring packages that can be tailored to students' individual needs. They can be accommodated in person and online, and those tutoring prices range from $105 to $125 U.S. dollars per hour. Our courses range from $850 to $1,500 U.S. dollars per hour, depending on location and course type. And we offer our courses globally.
And can you tell me where you offer your courses?
We are located worldwide. You can access our course from any location online. We have in-person classes in cities such as London, Frankfurt, Munich, New York, Boston, L.A., Miami, Hong Kong, Singapore, and other destinations that you can visit at our website to find out more information about.
Okay, and what about your professors? Who teaches your courses, and can you talk about how you find and hire your teachers?
We have two types of teachers. The first is top school PhD graduates, typically with majors in math, physics, or literature, and who have substantial college-level teaching experience. Another type of teacher we have is an MBA grad with substantial work and teaching experience, and it was scored in the top 99 percentile on the GMAT test. How we hire our teachers is the majority of our instructors have a long tenure with us. New teachers are based mostly on referrals. New teachers also go through a rigorous interview process. All new teachers start as tutors and gradually take on more assignments as they prove themselves based on student course feedback.
So what's unique about your test prep courses?
With all our courses and services, we strive for cost effectiveness and time effectiveness. In order to achieve this, we focus on essential concepts and test-taking strategies so that students can maximize their learning within a compressed period of time. We also advocate a combination of classroom learning and one-on-one learning. Once a student has demonstrated an area of weakness, we advise the student to develop a targeted learning plan.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned to listen to an interview from Veritas Prep, a GMAT preparatory provider. You'll hear their recommendations for acing the GMAT. Veritas is also offering a special $150 discount on their services for MVA podcaster listeners by using the code POD150 when registering for classes.
For more information, advice, and to register for your weekly MBA podcast, visit MBAPodcaster.com. I'm Janet Nakano for MBA Podcaster. Thanks for joining us, and listen next time for another topic to help you in your MBA application process and life beyond. I'm Janet Nakano from MBA Podcaster, and today we're giving you a look at the GMAT through the eyes of one of the leading GMAT preparatory programs, Veritas Prep. Veritas offers GMAT courses in more than 60 cities around the world. It offers 42 hours of class time. Its instructors have all scored in the 99th percentile, and close to a third of alumni score 700 or better. If you want to apply to business school, the GMAT is likely a necessary step. And if you want to go to a top MBA program, you'll be competing with those with high scores. Veritas Prep instructors deconstruct the GMAT by question types and key concepts and teach specific strategies that they say can boost scores by 120 points on average. We'll hear from Veritas Prep founder Chad Troutwine. We'll also visit a Veritas class where we'll meet an instructor and hear from a current student. An alumnus will share how much he benefited from the course, and you'll even walk away with several GMAT tips that can possibly increase your score. Be sure to stay tuned to hear about an exclusive discount that Veritas Prep is offering to MBA Podcaster listeners.
The seminar is designed as a way to sort of expose to you what you will face when you actually take the GMAT, let you know a little bit about the Veritas course, and to help give you a more informed decision about when you want to take the test, what kind of test prep options are going to fit for you.
Chad Troutwine is co-founder of Veritas Prep. He's leading a GMAT seminar at their Los Angeles classroom location.
The free seminar is not necessarily designed to have you leave a better test taker. However, we're going to spend about 10 minutes. And if you focus hard in that 10 minutes, you really master it, your test score will likely go up about 20 points before you leave. So it's kind of a nice little bonus. Just a little something for you. You're nice enough to come out here. We're just going to give you the 20 points on the extra 20 points in the GMAT. You know, and it can really make a difference. Maybe you can squeeze out 30. The difference in 30 points can be dramatic. The average GMAT score at Harvard last year was a 707. The average GMAT score at, no one went to the University of Florida, right? Good school. You know, look at what they're doing in athletics. Crazy. National championships in football and basketball in the same season. But, you know, if you're thinking, but it's still probably not a top MBA program, you'd be right. It's ranked about 45th in the country. Well, their average GMAT score is still a 675.
Troutwine himself scored extraordinarily well on the GMAT. He has a JD as well as an MBA from Yale. And it was soon after graduating from Yale that he and a classmate decided to launch Veritas Prep. Here at today's seminar, Troutwine explains to a group of MBA hopefuls how the GMAT works.
The GMAT used to work like most standardized exams, and that is every student that takes the test at a similar time faces the exact same questions. And you are graded based on how many questions you score relative to how the other people do on the test. Those raw scores are then converted into percentiles. Those percentiles are then uniform. So you have a rough gauge to compare someone who took a standardized exam in 1985 versus someone who took it last year. The GMAT is a little different. It's adaptive, meaning if we all went in and took the test the exact same moment in different cities across the country, we would all have different questions that we would face. So different, in fact, it would be unlikely that any one of us would even share a similar question. Their pool of questions numbers more than several thousand, both quant and verbal, all range by difficulty, and the length of time each question on average requires for a student to solve. And so what happens is we roll in. And so the computer, the algorithm, I'm now going to kind of make it like it's a person. The computer thinks that you're all going to get right around a 537.
It treats all of us the same. We roll in, and it's just assuming you're going to be like everybody else and kind of be right in the middle. Your answers then influence the computer's opinion of how you're going to do, and the test changes accordingly. It's really kind of fascinating. So if I roll in and I get 5 consecutive correct answer choices, now the computer thinks, I've got someone who's going to do well in the test. Let's see how well he will do. And it will then start submitting increasingly more difficult questions until I miss one. So it punishes me, but rewards me by giving me a higher score. So, and on the chart, that would match up to the sort of top bar. So we start all like right around 500, as I said, 537. So I get one correct. Say I get a few correct. The test will give me increasingly more difficult questions, but my score goes up. If I keep getting them right, my score can climb all the way up to an 800. But I have to keep getting them right, and the questions are going to continue to be very difficult. Conversely, if I go in there and I have a sluggish start, and I start missing a few, well, the test kind of feels sorry for me and starts lobbing in softballs. Come on, buddy. You can do it. And they just get increasingly easy. But my score drops accordingly, as it should. I'm not getting any questions right. By the end of the 37 quant questions and the end of the 41 verbal questions, the Graduate Management Admissions Council believes their algorithm has sort of locked in on your ability. And you're then given a score. A raw score first, based on the number of questions and the difficulty level of those questions, and the percentile relative to the other test takers. Okay? And that's your GMAT score.
Your GMAT score is just one piece of a whole puzzle, says Troutwine. But it's an important piece, especially if you want to be competitive for the top programs. The GMAT is similar to other standardized exams like the SAT and GRE, and he says it's pretty straightforward.
You start with an interactive tutorial that no Veritas student would sit through because you'll have already done many, many practice GMAT exams, and you certainly understand how to work through it. It's very simple. If you've been on a computer and you've sort of worked through any application, it's simple point and click with a mouse. It's very intuitive and straightforward. The first portion of the test is the analytical writing assessment. It is a scored set of essays. That portion of the test is scored on a pretty simple format. From 6.0, that's the best score, all the way down to 0. 2.0s and 1.0s, that would be like just above functional illiteracy. What happens is when you take the AWA, you want to make sure that your score is high enough not to arouse any suspicion that you would struggle writing an exam. It's not an area where you really gain strength or improve your candidacy during the application process, but it is a place where you could undermine your candidacy if you woefully underperform. If you get a really high score, that's great. And what's nice is with Veritas, you will. We have a foolproof template that creates a support matrix and set of tools that you'll be able to master in class and roll in knowing that you'll have a way to attack the AWA and get a high score. For those of you that already have evidence that you can write under pressure, either based on your major or your work, you have no fears. Now let's get to the more important scored portions of the test. You have an optional 10-minute break. If you choose to take that optional break, the clock starts, and it's an actual clock that ticks, and so, or it counts down on the computer. So if you go to the restroom or take your break, if you come back 11, 12 minutes later, you'll be 2 minutes into the scored section. So you want to be careful about that. The quantitative portion of the test is always 37 questions. It is always 75 minutes. You will always face 22 problem-solving questions, and you will always face 15 data sufficiency questions. You have another optional break, which is sometimes a good way to sort of refresh yourself and get focused on your next task, which is the verbal portion of the test. Again, it is always it's standardized. It's always 41 questions. And again, the length is always 75 minutes.
One of the things. Listeners, you can receive a $150 discount on any Veritas GMAT course, private tutoring, or MBA admission school package by registering at Veritas Prep with the code POD150. That's POD150. Learn more at veritasprep.com. Rob Howell recently took the GMAT after completing the 7-week-long Veritas course. He's currently working in a rotational program at Boeing, and he says he's planning on applying to business school next year.
I'm originally from Oklahoma. I went to school in Malibu, California at Pepperdine University. It's a little bit of a change of scenery. Studied international business. My very first GMAT that I took was just a practice test, and I scored a 580. Wasn't particularly happy with that score, especially considering my goals and my past performance, so I knew I had to do something I did quite a bit of research on the different programs offered. Having taken the LSAT while I was still in school, I know how important it is to have, more than anything, it's the teacher. And I think a lot of people that I talk to could agree with that and can attest to that, because if you have a boring instructor or somebody that you just can't connect with, it really, it can really be disastrous. The reason why now I'm such a believer in Veritas is because of the instructor. My first day, I show up and find out this guy aced his GMAT, has a master's degree in education, and just has tons of energy, and it's contagious. So I slowly improved my score, peaked around 700, and when I actually took my GMAT, I got a 680. I guess the most realistic schools that I'd really like to apply to and plan to apply to are the Anderson School at UCLA and SOM at Yale.
That weekend course, the last two weekends in July, you're more than welcome to come into that. So
it's 7 o'clock on a Thursday, and alumnus Rob Howell's instructor is teaching tonight. Brian Galvin has been a Veritas instructor since 2003. He is, as Rob said, full of energy. And tonight is the final day of class.
Talked a couple times about running marathons. I think the GMAT's a lot like that. The night before you run a marathon, you start thinking about, I wish I would have been able to do one more 20-miler. I wish I would have gotten a couple more speed workouts in. I wish I would have had an extra week to taper. I might be a little bit tired. But it doesn't matter, because that alarm clock's going off the next day and you have to run, so you know you have to make the best of it. Same thing with the GMAT. I think if you asked anyone who's serious about running a marathon when's the optimal date to do it, they'd all think about, well, if I pushed it off 6 weeks, I'd get a little more training in, and then a weekend trip would come up in the middle of it and they'd push it off and eventually be in worse shape for adding 6 weeks on. Same thing with the GMAT. If you push it off too far, you've gone through 7 weeks of regimented training for now. If you know you want one more fresher, maybe sign up for August, but should start thinking about putting a day together now so that you're accountable to it. So, first time I ever taught the class, my second lesson that I taught was arithmetic, and it was in Detroit, and it was a room full of automotive engineers. I was the youngest guy in the room, and I needed to teach them addition, subtraction, fractions, and was actually pretty intimidated by it, but found that a lot of people just need to relearn those rules, those technicalities, and even some of those skills that we take for granted when we move on to other things. And so our course is designed that we build from basic skills. Don't assume that anyone knows anything, you know, at least not everything they need to know about the test, or don't assume that everyone knows every skill. And by going through all those step by step, we give everyone a week to do homework, come back and discuss it at the beginning of the next class. We'll do our verbal lessons the first day each week, the quant lessons the second day each week, and that way they can come back, build on those skills, and then we can move on to more advanced things. Find that that's helpful for a lot of people just to get regimented to study again. People that have been out of school for 5, 10, even more years, just the being in a classroom and taking notes, I think takes a little time to get acclimated to finding a study rhythm. And so therefore, when they start to hit their stride and pick up those basic skills by the second, third week, we're really ready to take off and hit some difficult applications, and people tend to be comfortable moving on to the next step.
Like all Veritas instructors, Galvin scored in the 99th percentile of the GMAT. He took the test straight out of college, but decided not to get an MBA and instead focus on teaching. He appears to be one of those rare breeds gifted in standardized testing.
Brian's awesome. Brian's like, he's a Jedi master, basically, of the GMAT.
That's current student Ken Kasakian.
He breaks it down. I mean, just try Brian. Throw a question at him and see. Yeah, he's awesome. Veritas was the only one that was like a scientific, analytical machine in breaking down, like, what's going to be asked. And so that was obviously the better choice in that regard. They really are invested in why you're going to business school and helping you basically ultimately get there. So it's not just kind of, you know, the run of the mill, like take our course and then, you know, we'll guarantee you a certain point increase. They teach from the perspective of where you're going to be and why you're involved in this arduous and, you know, traumatic process of studying for the GMAT.
Just a great example of, so that overall GMAT concept of making the math as simple as you can make it.
Back in class, Brian Galvin is reminding his students that extensive calculations are rarely required on the exam. Like in this problem, asking to multiply a series of decimals.
If you've started multiplying decimals, you're on a long road toward frustration and eventual burnout. What's the best way to attack this one? Use fractions whenever possible. Division problems should be fractions. Decimals, whenever you can, convert them to fractions. Any of these seem easy enough to convert right away? So 0.333 is 1/3. 0.1667 is 1/6. And remember, we don't need to memorize all of these. Hopefully you have, but if you don't, if you see 0.1667, you know that it's a decimal. They don't want you multiplying four digits. And so you know that it can be converted to a fraction. Take a look. It looks like it's about half of 0.3333. If you do a quick mental math, it is. And so it's half of a third, which makes it a sixth. This one is 1/8. This one is 2/3.
I think on the quantitative side, having gone through the quantitative review lesson tonight, the biggest key for students to keep in mind is that there's a finite amount of material that's testable on the GMAT. You won't be tested on things that are obscure or intensive calculations, anything like that. The biggest key to success on the GMAT is understanding exactly what you're responsible for knowing, the things we go through in our course, and then being able to find those testable concepts in any type of question that seems to be obscure or overtly difficult. A lot of times with students, particularly with geometry questions, if you can't find a circle, triangle, or basic quadrilateral, if that's not the shape being tested, there will be one of those in there if you draw a diagonal through a shape or take the area of that shape or anything like that. And for most people, being able to see the concepts that they know, even when a question might seem difficult, that's where you need to get started. And the GMAT tries to obscure those key concepts in a number of ways, but those concepts will always be what's being tested. So you don't want to fall into the distractions of a shape that looks awkward or a question that seems worded in a convoluted way. If you look exactly for the skill that you know you've worked through and the concept that you know is testable, begin with that and you'll find that the rest is just distractions to keep you away from the matter at hand. On the verbal side, the idea of key concepts, I think, is just as important as it is on the quantitative side and sometimes overlooked by people. I think one type of question that students tend to overlook the difficulty with or do in the way that just feels natural is reading comprehension passages. The GMAT wants to give difficult material and write it in a way in which they sort of obscure what's really being tested. And a lot of students who are successful in other walks of life are successful because of their attention to detail. On the GMAT, you want to pay attention to detail, but only the detail you're responsible for. And a lot of people will find that it's helpful to anchor themselves not by technical terminology or anything that's not testable, but by transition language. And if you can find words such as however, conversely, or moreover and furthermore, then you know how their argument's being constructed, and you'll be able to look for the first part of the argument flowing into the second or the first part transitioning into a rebuttal. And a lot of people make the mistake of getting caught up in the subject matter when really more often than not, it's the structure of the passage and not the content of the passage that's really important to be able to answer the questions that follow.
Oddly, I think it's a calendar month, which doesn't seem to make sense, but there's some limitations.
Back at the GMAT seminar, Chad Troutwine is explaining how Veritas deconstructs the GMAT.
One of the things that we try and do is help you think like the test maker. We talked about sort of the job of the GMAT. It's to understand your analytical abilities, get a sense of your ability to work with math. And all that matters. I mean, business school is pretty difficult. And the top schools is really difficult. And it's very quantitative. You've not already gone through law school. And psychologically, I think law school is more grim than business school. But make no mistake, at the top business schools, it's very competitive. And they don't want to bring anyone in who can't handle the work. So the GMAT, even though it's annoying and it's flawed, and it's only a measure of one very narrow thing, it's not a bad test as far as standardized exams go. And then we also try and show you how the GMAT or the makers of the GMAT will design trapdoors. They will try and get you to do the wrong thing. We show you how they elicit wrong answers, in other words. Let's sort of get on the other side of the desk for a minute. They want to try and sort of distinguish a big group of people. So we can look at your grades, we can look at your previous work experience. Let's look at this analytical ability. If everything were very straightforward, scores would be inflated and would be harder to distinguish between people. So what they do is they try and create traps, sort of tricks to get you to fall through a trap door, and that can be done in a variety of different ways. One of the reasons why I've done so well on standardized exams, I'll just tell you, I probably have a pretty decent IQ, but I know there are people with higher IQs that don't test as well as I do. one of my strengths is maybe that sort of ability to sort of see the traps as they're set and know how to avoid them. One of the other things is I've always been able to work quickly without sacrificing accuracy. And that's one of the things we try and instill in our students. The ability to work accurately and still work quickly. And that's something that all of you will wrestle with. It's one of the reasons why we have 15 available practice tests. Give you the chance to sort of work on speed and timing and that kind of thing, more than anybody else in the industry. Again, I mentioned earlier that we offer more hours of instruction than our competitors. We have more lesson booklets and more practice problems. What's great is you don't have to do all of that work, guys. This is not a college class. The only grade you get is the GMAT, and that's all on you. So if you want to just occasionally show up for class, that's fine. If you want to go to class and do that diligently, but not spend much time doing the homework, that's okay too. Although I can say one thing. There is a strong correlation to score increases in the amount of homework and number of practice tests our students do. Now, that score increase, not total score. Some people are just really good natural standardized exam test takers. And if you've already done well on standardized exams in the past, you're probably going to do well on this one. The encouraging thing is we work with people all the time that have struggled with these kinds of exams in the past, but they've mastered our techniques, diligently taken on the homework, diligently attacked the practice tests, and they get these big score increases. That's really fun and rewarding. Help is always nearby. We have more support than any other company. We offer not only email support, which I think all the bigger test prep companies offer. We also have a support line where you can call in and talk with an instructor live on the phone if you have homework questions. So that's nice and unique. We also, as I mentioned, we have the finest instructors. We say sort of, this is 99th percentile and beyond. And again, it's a reminder that it's not enough to simply score the 99th percentile to teach for us. We only offer jobs to about one out of every eight otherwise qualified instructor candidate. Our basic full course, that's the one that meets two evenings a week for 7 weeks here in Los Angeles. It's the one most people take. It's our sort of standard flagship course. It's $1,500. We also offer a Saturday-only course that meets for 6 hours on a Saturday for seven consecutive Saturdays. It's got a little break in between. It's not ideal. 6 hours in a single day can get to be a little bit much, but for some people, they simply can't do the 7-10 format of our regular class. We also offer a weekend course. It's a little condensed. It's 36 hours, still much longer than the course length of any of our competitors. It's also a little less expensive. It's a verbal weekend, so you go all day Saturday and Sunday on verbal topics. The next weekend, you go all day Saturday and Sunday on quantitative topics. You can also split it up. So if you only want to focus on one or the other, if you already feel like you're going to get all the math questions right and you only want to do verbal, $700, just do that weekend. We also offer private tutoring. It's more expensive, although I think if you shop us around, our private tutoring prices are middle to low. Our course price is a little bit more expensive than our competitors, although we offer a lot more. Our private tutoring, as high as that seems, is pretty standard. That's nice for someone who wants something customized. They really want to work shoulder to shoulder with their tutor to sort of have that person analyze their deficiencies, their weaknesses. Maybe they have a bad strategic approach, or maybe they just want that customized approach for whatever reason. They prefer that kind of learning environment than to a classroom.
That was Chad Troutwine, co-founder of Veritas Prep. If you're interested in their GMAT courses and want more information, you can visit veritasprep.com. MBA podcaster listeners can receive a $150 discount on any Veritas GMAT course, private tutoring, or MBA admission school package by registering at veritasprep.com with the code POD150. I'm Janet Nakano for MBA Podcaster. Thanks for joining us.